समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारी स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपकी अपनी न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। तो श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं वैष्णवी और मेरे साथ है मेरी सहयोगी अनुजा कुमार। अनुजा, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
वेरी गुड आफ्टरनून एंड नमस्कार वैष्णवी। वैष्णवी, इट्स 13th ऑफ दिसंबर टुडे, अ डे व्हेन इन 2001 सम सिक्योरिटी पर्सनल वर मार्टर्ड ड्यूरिंग द टेरर अटैक ऑन द पार्लियामेंट and India is observing the 24th anniversary of that deadly assault. The President, the Prime Minister, the MPs and several other parliamentarians paid homage to the martyrs. The nation will forever remain indebted to the sacrifice and martyrdom of these heroic warriors. A soldier dies not when he's shot, but when he's forgotten. Salute to the people who died for a cause, for our country, inspiring future generations to uphold the values they died for. But right now, let's begin with our parikrama with news making headlines at this hour of the day.
जी बिल्कुल। राष्ट्र आज 13 दिसंबर 2001 को संसद पर हुए आतंकवादी हमले के शहीदों को श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित कर रहा है। उपराष्ट्रपति, प्रधानमंत्री और केंद्रीय मंत्रियों ने संसद भवन में शहीदों को पुष्पांजलि अर्पित की।
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan asserts Indian Defence Forces are committed to adapting to a changing environment and imbibing reforms to remain ready and relevant.
केरल के स्थानीय निकाय चुनावों में विपक्षी यूनाइटेड डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रंट और सत्ताधारी लेफ्ट डेमोक्रेटिक फ्रंट अधिकांश जिलों में आगे। भाजपा के नेतृत्व वाली एनडीए ने तिरुवनंतपुरम नगर निगम में महत्वपूर्ण बढ़त हासिल की।
And three members of the U.S. House of Representatives introduce a resolution to overturn President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration, enabling tariffs of up to 50% on imports from India. And Vaishnavi, it's now time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at national or global level. And today we will talk about Project Cheetah first. Project Cheetah marks a significant step in India's biodiversity restoration efforts, aiming to re-establish a once lost species. Launched on 17th of September 2022, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi released 8 cheetahs from Namibia into Kuno National Park, Project Cheetah has grown into one of the country's most significant conservation successes. Our correspondent reports that India brought 8 cheetahs from Botswana this year.
जानवरों के संरक्षण के लिए, खासकर चीतों के लिए, भारत एक ऐतिहासिक पहल प्रोजेक्ट चीता को आगे बढ़ा रहा है। ये पहल देश में चीतों की आबादी को पुनर्जीवित करने में सहायक रहा है। अब अगर आंकड़ों की बात करें तो कूनो राष्ट्रीय उद्यान में 30 चीते हैं, जिनमें 12 वयस्क, 9 किशोर और 9 शावक शामिल है। साथ ही आपको बता दूं कि इनमें से 19 चीतों का जन्म भारतीय धरती पर ही हुआ है। इस वर्ष की बड़ी सफलता तब मिली जब भारत में पैदा हुए पहले चीते के शावक मुखी ने 5 स्वस्थ शावकों को जन्म दिया, जिससे जंगल में दूसरी पीढ़ी का आगमन हुआ।
And for the project, over 450 cheetah mitras have been trained, 380 direct jobs have been created, and 5% of ecotourism revenue is now being shared with villages around Kuno. These efforts are strengthening both conservation outcomes and also rural livelihoods. Going forward, the project aims to establish a self-sustaining meta population of 60 to 70 cheetahs across the Kuno Gandhi Sagar landscape by 2032. And Project Cheetah stands as a landmark in global wildlife diplomacy, built on deep, formalized cooperation between India and African range countries.
राष्ट्रीय बाघ संरक्षण प्राधिकरण ने भारत में संस्थापक आबादी बनाने के लिए उपलब्धता के आधार पर 5 वर्षों तक प्रतिवर्ष 8 से 14 चीतों को भारत लाने का निर्णय लिया है। दीर्घकालिक योजना कई स्थानों पर चीतों की एक व्यापक आबादी स्थापित करना है, जिससे प्राकृतिक फैलाव, प्रजनन और विस्तार संभव हो सके। नामीबिया, बोत्सवाना और दक्षिण अफ्रीका के उच्च स्तरीय प्रतिनिधि मंडलों ने भविष्य में होने वाले स्थानांतरणों पर चर्चा करने के लिए इस वर्ष जून से सितंबर के बीच भारत का दौरा भी किया था। अब उम्मीद है कि चीतों का अगला जत्था जल्द ही भारत लाया जाएगा।
Yes, and project officials say that the experience of managing tigers has been invaluable. When cheetahs were first brought in, we were told they did not drink water. But here we have seen them queue up at water holes. And these learnings are unique to Indian conditions, and we are constantly adapting. One of the officials had remarked this.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's personal vision and sustained intervention have been the driving force behind Project Cheetah, transforming a decade-old dream into a living reality. And from directing the formulation of the 2022 action plan and pushing for the world's first intercontinental cheetah translocation, to personally releasing the first 8 Namibian cheetahs into Kuno National Park on the 17th of September 22, he has always remained deeply invested at every stage. He facilitated high-level MOUs with Namibia in July 2022 and South Africa in January 2023, engaged the nation by inviting citizens through his Mann Ki Baat to name the cheetahs, and consistently highlighted milestones such as the birth of the first Indian cubs in 2023.
जी, प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने इस परियोजना को विज्ञान आधारित समुदाय समावेशी पुनर्वर्ण रोपण के वैश्विक प्रतीक के रूप में स्थापित किया है। साथ ही ये पहल मिशन लाइफ और भारत की G20 के आदर्श वाक्य एक पृथ्वी एक परिवार एक भविष्य से जोड़कर बनाई गई है। प्रधानमंत्री ने सुनिश्चित किया है कि भारत में 7 दशकों से खामोश चीते की दहाड़ एक बार फिर धरती भारत की धरती में गूंजे।
राइट, एंड नाउ वी मूव ऑन टू आवर नेक्स्ट टॉपिक ऑफ डेटलाइन टुडे, व्हिच इज सेंसस इन इंडिया। The 2027 National Census, arguably the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the world, will run from April 2026 to February 2027, and it will be conducted with the help of a mobile application for data collection purposes. The Union Cabinet has cleared 11,718.24 crore rupees in funds for the census. Census will be held over in two phases: house listing from April to September 2026 and population enumeration till February 2027. And for Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas in Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, the latter will be in September 2026.
Anuja, is janagranana ki mahatvapurna baat ye hai ki isme jati ganana bhi shamil hogi. Saath hi sambandhit data electronic roop se darj kiya jayega. इस विशाल कार्य को पूरा करने के लिए 30 लाख कर्मियों को लगाया जाएगा। जनगणना अधिकारी, जिन्हें गणना कर्ता कहा जाता है, विस्तृत प्रश्नावली के साथ प्रत्येक घर का दौरा करेंगे।
एंड एज इन द केस ऑफ BLOs, द ब्लॉक लेवल ऑफिसर्स कंडक्टिंग द वोटर रीवेरिफिकेशन ड्राइव्स इन वेरियस स्टेट्स इंक्लूडिंग बंगाल एंड तमिलनाडु, व्हिच वोट दे विल बी वोटिंग नेक्स्ट ईयर, दे विल बी अपॉइंटेड बाय द कंसर्न्ड स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स एंड विल ऑल्सो होल्ड डाउन देयर डे जॉब्स। अदर फंक्शनरीज एट सब डिस्ट्रिक्ट, डिस्ट्रिक्ट एंड स्टेट लेवल्स विल ऑल्सो बी अपॉइंटेड बाय द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स।
इस जनगणना से मंत्रालयों को एक बटन दबाने पर ही मशीन पठनीय और कार्रवाई योग्य प्रारूप में डेटा उपलब्ध हो जाएगा, जिससे नीतियां बनाने आसान हो जाएगा। 2027 की जनगणना के लिए राष्ट्रव्यापी जागरूकता, समावेशी भागीदारी, अंतिम छोर तक पहुंच और जमीनी स्तर पर संचालन के समर्थन के लिए एक प्रचार अभियान चलाया जाएगा। अधिकतम प्रभाव सुनिश्चित करने के लिए लोगों से सटीक, प्रामाणिक और समय पर डेटा साझा करने का भी आग्रह किया जाएगा।
डेफिनेटली द सेंसस विल ऑल्सो हैव सिग्निफिकेंट एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेशन पोटेंशियल, अराउंड 1.02 करोड़ वर्थ ऑफ मैंडेट्स, दैट इज the number of people to be employed multiplied by the number of hours of work. This will also result in capacity building, as the job will teach digital data handling, monitoring and coordination skills that could help their job prospects. The 2027 census will be the 16th in the country, 8th after independence, and will represent the biggest source of primary data at village, town and ward levels.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है।
And let's start with the president. The president, Srimati Drobdi Murmu, presented the national awards for the empowerment of persons with disabilities for the year 2025 in New Delhi recently. The Jai Vakil Foundation and Research Center from Mumbai was conferred the National Award for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities 2025 as the Sarvashreshth Sansthan. The Disha Abhiyan of the Jai Vakil Foundation, developed in collaboration with NIEPID, has evolved into a national model for multi-sensory learning and inclusive curriculum. Our Mumbai correspondent Prarthana spoke to the CEO of Jai Vakil Foundation, Archana Chandra, to know more about the endeavors of the organization. Let's listen to it.
So our organization was started in 1944 because a little girl, Dina, was born with Down syndrome to Mr. and Mrs. Vakil. So they started in their house with one child. And today, 80 years later, we have served lakhs of children and their families. Today at Jai Vakil, we serve 750 children and adults with intellectual disability between the ages of 3 and 50 years. We have three campuses, with Mumbai being our largest, and we have one more in Talegaon and Devlali. About 70% of our students are from the lower socioeconomic strata.
Could you please tell us something about the NIEPID Disha project?
And this one has five domains, all the domains that are needed by the children. So whether it's academic, ADL, or activities of daily living, communication, behavior, and recreation, there are 200 questions, and every single child is assessed on these 200 questions. The teacher takes about 30 goals across the five domains, which are for the year. So the teacher is going to work on every single child through an individualized education program consisting of approximately 30 goals. And then we built a manual which would help the teacher to have this uniform teaching across all the classrooms. And the manual had a corresponding workbook for every single child.
Would you like to tell us something about the future endeavors of the organization?
Create more awareness within society at large. Not just awareness, but with awareness, we're hoping will come acceptance, and from acceptance will come the actual inclusion that we want for our children.
Vaishnavi, we all know that a special intensive revision of electoral rolls is going on throughout the country in all the states, and in Kerala, it has now entered its final phase. With the deadline fast approaching, here is a report from Kozhikode, Kerala.
December 18th is the last date for submitting the enumeration forms. Draft electoral roll will be published on 23rd December and the final list will be published on 21st February 2026. As of yesterday, around 2 crore 77 lakh enumeration forms have been digitized, accounting for 99.41% of the total forms. At the same time, the number of uncollected forms stands at approximately 24 lakh 60 thousand. The SIR process has been progressing alongside the local self-government elections. Initially, the deadline for completion was fixed as December 4th. It was later extended to December 12th and finally to December 18th. The state government had approached the Supreme Court seeking a further extension, but the verdict was not in favor of granting additional time. Election authorities say the remaining days are adequate to complete the revision process within the stipulated deadline. The high level of public participation and voter awareness in Kerala has been a major factor behind the smooth progress of the exercise. The participation of National Service Scheme volunteers and members of Electoral Literacy Club has also played a crucial role in supporting booth-level officers. In Kozhikode district, the district administration, in coordination with the University of Calicut, assigned two NSS volunteers to assist each BLO during weekends and holidays. The initiative, titled A Day with BLO, significantly helped field officials in achieving their targets. Anil Chandran for Parikrama, Akashavani News, Kozhikode.
And now from Kerala, we take you to its neighboring state, Andhra Pradesh, where The Health and Family Welfare Department has launched a key initiative to boost natural deliveries in government hospitals.
For the first time, gynecologists in the state-run facilities are undergoing training in assisted vaginal delivery techniques. The initiative began on December 10 and will run for 6 months in two phases across Guntur, Ongole, Vizag, Kakinada and Tirupati. State Health Commissioner G. Veerapandian said a total of 370 gynecologists from secondary and teaching hospitals will be trained. The program, launched in collaboration with the Fernandez Foundation and UNICEF, aims to reduce the high rate of C-section deliveries in the state, which is currently 42.4%, significantly above the WHO recommendation of 15%, by restoring doctors' confidence and skills in AVD procedures. The health commissioner noted that although these methods are well established, their use has declined in recent years due to rising cesarean delivery rates and lack of awareness. The aim of this training initiative is to equip doctors with safe practices and encourage alternative birthing positions. In addition, the state has introduced an 18-month professional midwifery course for selected staff conducted with guidelines at government nursing colleges in Guntur, Tirupati, Srikakulam, Nellore, Kurnool, and Kakinada. Currently, 172 nurses are undergoing training. The first batch of 60 nurses has reduced C-section deliveries by 9% and perineal cuts by 10%. For Parikrama, Henry, Akashwani, Vijayawada.
And now moving on to Dehradun, the Indian Army has been strengthened with 491 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. We have more on this from our correspondent.
The parade was held in front of the historic Chetwood building at the Indian Military Academy, where a total of 525 gentlemen cadets took the antim pagh to become commissioned officers of the army. Among them were 34 cadets from friendly foreign countries who will now join the armed forces of their respective nations after completing their training. The parade was reviewed by the Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, as the reviewing officer. On this occasion, the young cadet displayed exemplary discipline, dedication and military pride. Set against the backdrop of rich military traditions and heritage, the ceremony was filled with a strong spirit of patriotism. For overall excellence during the training, the prestigious Sword of Honor was awarded to Nishkal Dwivedi. Officer Cadet Nishkal Dwivedi also secured first position in the Order of Merit and received the gold medal. Badal Yadav stood second, with Kamaljeet Singh secured third place and was awarded the bronze medal. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
And now after Dehradun, we are moving to the Air Force Academy, Dundigalh. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today asserted that the Indian Defence Forces are committed to adapting to the changing environment and imbibing reforms to remain ready and relevant. Let's listen more on this from our correspondent.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has reviewed the combined graduation parade of the 216th course at Air Force Academy, Dundigal, near Hyderabad this morning. A total 244 trainees, including 8 from Indian Coast Guards, 6 from Indian Navy and 2 from Vietnam, took part in the parade. The CDS conferred the President's Commission on the flight cadets who completed the training. He also presented the wings and brevets to the flight cadets and presented awards who excelled during the training period. The aerial displays by various Air Force teams have formed major attraction of the ceremony. Addressing the passing out officials, General Anil Chauhan asserted that war and warfare is at the tip of a major revolution. The CDS said India's strength rests on robust institutions, democratic stability and unwavering professionalism of the armed forces. General Chauhan said the intensity of operations may have subsided, but Operation Sindoor continues, stating that the new officers joining the Air Force at a moment when a new normal has firmly taken place. General Chauhan said, "The era defined by a high degree of operational preparedness, round the clock and round the year, and deep transformation is taking place in the Indian armed forces." He further said, "Integrated structures, joint operations, and national pursuit of Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense are shaping the future of India's military strength." Lakshmi for Parikrama, Hyderabad.
और अब बात खेलों की। भारतीय कुश्ती स्टार विनेश फोगाट ने प्रतिस्पर्धी कुश्ती में वापस की घोषणा की है और ओलंपिक खेलों में रिकॉर्ड चौथी बार भाग लेने का लक्ष्य रखा है। फोगाट ने पुष्टि की कि उन्होंने लॉस एंजलिस 2028 ओलंपिक के लिए तैयारी शुरू कर दी है, जो उच्चतम स्तर पर इस खेल के प्रति उनकी नई प्रतिबद्धता का संकेत है। अब हम याद करेंगे महान स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को और बात करेंगे उन महान व्यक्तियों की जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन।
The Objectives Resolution 1946 was introduced by Jawaharlal Nehru on 13th of December 1946. This resolution was the reflection of aspirations of makers of the Constitution and was later framed as the preamble of the Indian Constitution. The Assembly extensively debated the resolution between 16th and 19th of December. The resolution was again taken up for discussion on the 21st of January 1947. During these deliberations, the Assembly discussed various aspects of the Objectives Resolution and the political context that surrounded it, including the absence of princely states, federalism, minority rights, and socio-economic rights.
Finally, on the 22nd of January 1947, after due deliberations, discussions, and responses to various debates, the President of the Assembly, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, signalled to the members that the time had come to vote on the resolution. He read out the resolution, first in English, then in Hindi. Shri Mohanlal Saxena read out the Urdu translation. Members of the Assembly then voted in favor of the resolution and adopted it with all members standing.
The purpose of the resolution was to imagine a future direction of the Republic of India. The constitution was made by a few people, but it was the constitution of every Indian.
We, the people of India.
The very first sentence of the preamble, "We, the people of India," tells a story about the efforts of the makers of the Constitution to capture the aspirations of all Indians. And this story, which was started by this resolution, later became the world-famous preamble of the Constitution of India. Today, we also remember noted Gandhian, freedom fighter and former bureaucrat Lakshmi Chand Jain, who was born on 13th of December 1925 in Rajasthan. While in his youth, Lakshmi Chand took part in the Quit India movement during 1942.
Later, in 1947, he was put in charge of the Kingsway camp in North Delhi, which was a shelter for displaced persons.
He joined the bureaucracy and served as a member of the Planning Commission, as Indian High Commissioner to South Africa, as a member of the World Commission on Dams, and as Secretary of the Indian Cooperative Union and the All India Handicrafts Board. Jain was one of the earliest cooperative leaders in the country and helped Kamala Devi Chattopadhyay organize the Indian Cooperative Union. For his selfless commitment to attack India's poverty at the grassroots levels, Lakshmi Chand Jain was awarded the Magsaysay Award in 1988. In 2011, he was chosen posthumously for Padma Vibhushan by the Government of India, but the family declined to accept the award since he had been against the concept of state honours.
He died on the 14th of November 2010 in New Delhi. We salute this great Indian and his love for the motherland.
And moving on to the next personality, we pay tribute to one of the most fascinating and tragic figure of the Indian cinema, Smita Patil. She died in 1986 when giving birth to her only child when she was only 31 years old. Patil was an icon of the ambitious Indian cinema and a true star of the Indian New Wave. Smita Patil, who was known for her unconventional portrayal of strong and independent women, appeared in over 80 films in a career that spanned over a decade and was the recipient of two National Film Awards. In 1985, she received the Padma Shri. The late star made her film debut with Shyam Benegal's Charan Das Chor. She gained attention for her breakthrough performance in Shyam Benegal's Manthan in the year 1976, which marked the beginning of her collaboration with the renowned filmmaker. and Smita went on to work in several of Benegal's films, including Bhumika in the year 1977, for which she received the National Film Award for Best Actress. We have a song for you from this movie. Tumhare bin jeena lage ghar mein balam ji tumse mila ke akhiya balam ji tumse mila ke akhiya tumhare bin jeena lage ghar mein badal gayi.
पाटिल ने व्यावसायिक सिनेमा में काम किया और वहां भी अपनी अलग पहचान बनाई. वे उस दौर में सशक्त महिला का किरदार निभा रही थी जब फिल्मों में महिलाओं को सीमित भूमिकाओं में देखा जाता था. आइए प्रसार भारती के साक्षात्कार में उन्हें अपनी बेबाक राय साझा करते हुए सुनते हैं.
औरतों का जो रूप बनाया गया है वो इतनी बरसों से बनाया गया है कि कमजोर उसको दिखा के उसको और कमजोर किया जाता है. लेकिन आप इतनी जल्दी से बहुत ही पावरफुल औरत अगर दिखाएं, जैसे सुबह नाम की जो फिल्म है जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगी, जिसमें ये औरत मिडिल क्लास की एजुकेटेड होते हुए भी एक फैमिली, अपर मिडिल क्लास एजुकेटेड फैमिली स्ट्रक्चर तोड़ के सिर्फ एक रिमांड होम की सुपरिंटेंडेंट बनने का जॉब करने के लिए भी जाना इतना मुश्किल है.
Her impactful performances in films such as Akrosh, Chakra, Umbarta solidified her position as one of the leading actresses in Indian cinema. Smita Patil was known for choosing roles that challenged societal norms and highlighted social issues. Her ability to infuse realism into her characters and convey emotions with authenticity set her apart. Let's hear a dialogue in her voice from the movie Bazaar.
जिंदगी में बाकी कुछ तो बचा नहीं. हाँ, बाल सलामत है मेरे. लीजिए, हाजिर है.
नको, अब हिम्मत इच नहीं होएंगी.
आप जानते हैं हमें आपकी शिकायत, आपकी नाराजगी भी अजीज. आप हमारे मुंह बोले भाई हैं और हम आपको बहुत चाहते हैं.
अम्मा के मरने के बाद मेरा तो दुनिया में और कोई है ही नहीं.
हम है ना.
आप कैसे आए? आप
बस ऐसे तैसे कैसे चले आए.
सो दिस वॉज स्मिता पाटिल एंड फारूक शेख फ्रॉम द मूवी बाजार. And moving on, the next personality is...
हिंदी साहित्य में एक नई विचारधारा की शुरुआत करने वाले ईला चंद्र जोशी का आज जन्मदिन है. ईला चंद्र जोशी हिंदी के मनोवैज्ञानिक उपन्यासों के आरंभकर्ता माने जाते हैं. उन्होंने अपनी रचनाओं के माध्यम से मनुष्य के मन, भावनाओं और मानसिक संघर्षों को गहराई से प्रस्तुत किया. उनकी कहानियों और उपन्यासों में समाज और व्यक्ति के बीच के संबंध स्पष्ट रूप से दिखाई देते हैं. उन्होंने पात्रों की आंतरिक सोच को विशेष महत्व दिया. हिंदी साहित्य को ईला चंद्र जोशी ने एक नई दिशा और गहराई प्रदान की.
And Sharad Kumar Dixit was an Indian-born American plastic surgeon and the founder of The India Project, a social initiative for free treatment of plastic surgery for the financially compromised people. Today is his birth anniversary. The India Project was created in 1968 by Padma Shri Dr. Sharad Kumar Dixit, an 8-time Nobel Peace Prize nominated philanthropic plastic surgeon. And over his lifetime, Dr. Sharad Dixit performed nearly 1 lakh cleft lip palate surgeries and 1 lakh eye surgeries and dermatologic procedures for the children and youths of India.
आज हम याद कर रहे हैं प्रसिद्ध भारतीय फिल्म निर्माता डीवीएस राजू को, जिनका पूरा नाम दत्ला वेंकट सूर्यनारायण राजू था. तेलुगु सिनेमा के इतिहास में एक महत्वपूर्ण नाम माने जाने वाले डीवीएस राजू ने कई सफल और यादगार तेलुगु फिल्में बनाई. मनोरंजन के साथ साथ उनकी फिल्मों में सामाजिक और सांस्कृतिक विषयों को भी महत्व दिया गया. तेलुगु फिल्म इंडस्ट्री को नई पहचान दिलाने में उनकी भूमिका बेहद अहम रही. तेलुगु फिल्म उद्योग को मद्रास से हैदराबाद स्थानांतरित करने में डीवीएस राजू की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका मानी जाती है.
एंड एज चेयरमैन ऑफ द नेशनल फिल्म डेवलपमेंट कॉरपोरेशन, राजू वॉज इंस्ट्रूमेंटल इन को फंडिंग द अकेडमी अवार्ड विनिंग फिल्म गांधी इन द ईयर 1982. And of course, as Vaishnavi mentioned, one of Raju's most significant achievements was his role in relocating the Telugu film industry from Madras to Hyderabad. And his efforts, along with other industry stalwarts, were instrumental in establishing Hyderabad as the center of Telugu cinema. And if we talk about his honors, he was honored with Padma Shri and also with Raghupati Venkaiah Award in the year 1988.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का, तो इजाजत दीजिए वैष्णवी और अनुजा को परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम यहीं पर समाप्त करने की।
नमस्कार, नमस्कार।